Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around if you put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Today, we're going to Houston, and we're going to be visited by one of the top defensive players of the Cougars, Emeka Egwuile, and I like to call him the Swiss Army Knife of the defense. This kid shows up in every facet of the game. He can cover. He can come off the edge. He can make the hit, and he can do so many things, and I think that's the intriguing. He's a three-down linebacker, and that's a big thing to have in your back pocket as we move forward. He was invited to the scouting combine, so a lot of big things expected for this young man. He's going to be joining us. Emeka, we do appreciate your time today. Can you believe your time? As a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and at the end of the month, you're going to be arriving in Indianapolis for the combine?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you go back some years, I would have never thought I'd be in this position. So it's a blessing, honestly.
Now, yeah, you set the tone early. I mean, so many stories have been written about it. But, I mean, you get there, camp, Houston, freshman, and you bend the face mask of a teammate. I mean, so what was the reaction? It's something we still talk about. But, I mean, did you ever do that prior to, and what was your reaction afterwards?
So, no, I've never done that prior, but, you know, going in, I knew Coach Herman, he preached just going hard in practice all the time. So, you know, going hard, you know, I ended up bending my face. It was my face mask that bended, actually, hitting the running back, Javon Webb. So, yeah, it bended. I thought I was concussed at first because, you know, I felt something pressing into my head, in my forehead. So, I go up to my coach. I'm like, I think something's wrong with my helmet. And he told me, oh, it's bent. Go see an equipment manager. Got to get a new face mask. So, you know, that just, you know, it's crazy that happened. But it just made a mark for me, like you said.
Nice. Now, I was going through your bio before we spoke. So, I mean, I saw that you were, a standout high school tight end. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, growing up in the day. I mean, reaching the point you're at, you played a lot of different positions. But, I mean, you know, we're in high school and whatnot. I mean, were you a tight end? And then how did you kind of start settling into that linebacker spot?
So I actually didn't play peewee or anything like that. But once I got to high school, I was just straight offense tight end. And that was from my sophomore and junior year. But my senior year, I wanted to play defense. So I played D-line, and I was recruited to be a linebacker. So once I got to U of H, I transitioned over to inside backer, and then my sophomore year through senior year, I played outside backer and nickel in our 3-4.
Definitely, and that's where that versatility shines through. I mean, granted, I'm not saying I see Houston football every single Saturday, but I've seen enough where you're a special kid. You mentioned it kind of at the top of the show. I mean, and I know every young man, you know, if you're playing on Saturday, probably the dream is to get to Sunday. But when to you, you said, you know, it's hard to believe you'll be going down to Indianapolis. But when does that kind of sink in that an opportunity is going to present itself? I mean, is it a certain play at the collegiate level? Do your coaches, teammates? Or, I mean, how do you kind of start to sink into that idea to let it, you know, sink in that it's real, that you can be an NFL guy?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't get that chance. So just, you know, it's unreal to get that invite because, you know, thousands of players that want to go and do that. So, you know, I just got to embrace it, and I'm just grateful and blessed. So just got to take a hold of that.
definitely. And a quick tip to you, when you get down there, now your Young Money, APAA, they represent you, Ken Sarnoff, Nicole Ling,
right.
Fantastic group of people. If they haven't informed you, I'm sure they probably have, but make sure you bring some extra duffel bags, because you're going to get so much free stuff from Indianapolis, you're not going to be able to bring it all home if you're not prepared. So if they haven't informed you,
I'm sure
they have. Make sure you get the – I've known guys giving stuff away at the airport because they simply can't bring it all back. Once again, you're listening to the Houston Cougars standout linebacker, Emeka Egbuley, here on the C2P, breaking things down that he makes his path towards his 2019 NFL draft. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we have his draft bio page at collegeshipbro.com. For you, I mean, I always ask every guy that comes on the program, I mean, if we put you in that film room, you're sitting down with these NFL scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those home run qualities where they're just going to kind of say, man, we need more of this kid?
Right. So if we were to sit down, you know, go over film, you could see that I'm versatile. And, you know, I basically played nickel in our 3-4 defense at 240 and 6'3". And you don't see too much of that, honestly. And I could, you know, hold cover out on a receiver, a slot receiver, come off the edge, you know, do it all. So, and I played a lot of special teams. You know, I started off special teams freshman year, so that's really big. And just, you know, I played all through my senior season special teams, and just really versatile in everything. And I know that's a big thing now. And it's always has been, but being versatile, that's really big in all aspects.
Definitely. You know, and one thing I always admire any young guy that can kind of just step onto a program like Houston, any big time program, and you're playing as a true freshman, and you're contributing, you know, you're not just putting on a uniform, and then you've continued
right.
to grow. I think that's just a great path. And I think scouts recognize that this kid arrived, he was there day one. And what did he do each year? He grew his game. And that, you know,
right.
and then he's growing it so much that he's the elite group at the, you know, the combine. Excellent stuff. Let me ask you this one, and this just to benefit you. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, maybe the system you ran where you kind of showcase certain skills, team captain, weight room warrior, you're a film junkie. What are some of the things that these scouts may not necessarily know about you that's still a big plus?
I would say I could be used more. You know, anybody can showcase their skills more in any game, but just being used more in just, you know, blitzing coverages, just being used more throughout, you know, games and, you know, weight room film, all that. That's just personal for somebody if you just want to get better. But things you do that coaches don't even know, that my coaches probably don't even know, just, you know, that extra work you put in. A lot of people don't see that, you know, film room, weight room. And the way you eat's big, too. Just anything that goes unnoticed, that's big.
Definitely. And I'm sure you have to be training somewhere as you prepare for this next level. Where
right.
are you kind of getting in tip-top shape at?
I'm at DST Houston right now over at Houston Christian. And I'm training with Kyle Kleeman. You know, they got a great staff here and getting a lot of great work in. Getting ready for that combine.
They do have a great – Yeah, they do have a great staff. Now, you don't have to reveal any secrets, but is there a – I know you want to knock them all out of the ballpark. I know you want to run a 4-1 and bench press 2,550 times. But is there one particular drill that you're kind of stoked about? You don't even have to reveal that drill, but is there one drill that you're, you know, super – or maybe you might be excited about blowing the whole thing out of the water.
Right, you know, I'm not really just looking at one drill in particular because I want to crush them all. So that's what I'm training for, just to do great at all of them, you know. So I really haven't
right.
singled one out.
Is it weird doing so much football work and now you're just kind of, you know, running around cones and doing those kind of tedious things? Is that a little change of pace odd for you?
Well, I'm doing a lot more than that, but, yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, just training and working out, you know, getting in the film room and then heading over to class, it's just a lot to embrace, take in, and it'll all pay off.
Definitely. It's definitely going to pay off. Once again, Emeka Egbuley, the standout Houston Cougars linebacker here on the C2P. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you, and we'll get to that, but we always ask this question as well. I mean – do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anyone out there that, you know, your teammates, maybe family, friends, that, hey, you know what, we were watching the Monday night game and we see this guy rolling around in the NFL, where he reminds us of you?
No, I don't really get that a lot. And personally, I like to be my own player. You know, I want I would want somebody to be look up to me. I don't want to look at nobody and be like, oh, I want to be like that, because, you know, for me, that pride, I just want to be the best.
I hope so. Like I said, I mean, I've been doing this show a long time, and, you know, it's fun, you know, talking to guys as they're going through this process, and they wanted to be so-and-so, and then maybe 5 years later, the guy that we had on, new guys, want to be that guy. So hopefully, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, when I have the next batch of guys going into the National Football League, you know, they'll want to be like, hey, I want to be like that linebacker, Amigo Egbule, and I'll be like, you know what? I'm like, we had him on the show, and he was doing his thing. But here we go, man. We got a couple fun stories. We are friends with Alex Brown, the recruiter at Houston. I texted him. I had any good stories you could share. He obviously shared the face mask, which I knew about, but he said this one. He said, it was always fun to see you ride your bike to class or ride your bike wherever you're going. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was, you know, it gets hot and humid in Houston. So throughout my freshman and sophomore year, I was walking to class, you know, before I even get to class, I'm sweating and I got to sit down in class. I grab my towel. So I was like, I'm going to get a bike, you know, get to class faster, stay out the heat. And it was convenient, you know, because going to class and having to get to practice, you don't want to rush and stuff. So having a bike, that's really convenient.
Excellent. How about nicknames? Do your teammates have any nicknames for you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people call me E, or they call me Chuku. Yeah, just mostly E, or only a couple people call me Chuku. But, yeah, because my full name is Chuku Emeka. But, yeah, those are really, really all the ones are Mech, stuff like that. Not really anything crazy.
And speaking of crazy, let's take us into the nooks and crannies, the intricacy of that Cougars locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who's the funnest, craziest guy to play with during your time there?
You know, that's tough. There's a lot of great guys. I would have to say, I can't really just put it on anybody, you know, because we got Garrett Davis. You know, we're always communicating when we're on the field and practice is cool. We got Ed Oliver, and, you know, he's a great player, crazy, funny. Yeah, just mainly on the defense, you got Leroy. Yeah, it's just a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys on defense. I can't just single one out. They all got some pretty fun personalities, you know.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we know you're a very busy man. We appreciate your time. I know it's a precious commodity. And, again, we just want to say best of luck in Indianapolis. Can't wait to see you do your thing. And we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
For sure. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that is Amigo Egbule, the standout Houston Cougars linebacker, and he mentioned it on the show. I mean, he can cover, he can blitz, he can do so many positive things. He can stack the box. He's a Swiss Army knife of this year's young, you know, 2019 linebacker class, and I cannot wait to find out where he lands, find out how he's going to do at Indianapolis. So if you want more of him, you guys know iTunes, Block Talk Radio. You can simply log his name in, find the interview, and then at collegepro.com, you can follow us to find this exclusive interview. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.